Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Golfer Tiger Woods seriously injured in SUV rollover. We have the story.
Sedgwick County District Attorney releasing findings in an officer-involved shooting. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The Wyandotte Nation is set to open a new casino in Park City. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council held a workshop Tuesday. Some of the topics of discussion are coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Cooler air continues spilling in across south-central Kansas today after a front moved through overnight. But we will warm up again this weekend. Our complete forecast is on the way.
New details in the crash that has left Tiger Woods with severe injuries. A surgeon who worked on him said Woods had multiple fractures to his right leg, and screws and pins had to be placed in his shattered ankle.
Officials say Tiger Woods is lucky to be alive following a horrifying rollover accident in Los Angeles Tuesday. The incident is being treated as an accident, with investigators saying there were no signs of impairment. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the vehicle suffered extensive damage, but tells Fox's Shannon Bream its safety features helped save Woods' life.
The interior compartment was pretty much intact, and that's what kept him alive.
The sheriff also says Woods was spared major trauma because he was wearing a seatbelt. The injuries sustained by the golf legend are reported to be non-life-threatening. Sean Langell, Fox News.
The Wyandotte Nation plans to open a new main casino next week near Wichita.
The Crosswinds Casino will open next Tuesday in Park City. The opening comes after years of legal battles, including the state of Kansas filing an unsuccessful lawsuit seeking to block the tribe from opening the casino. The Wyandotte Nation opened a small temporary facility in October. The new 20,000-square-foot casino features slot machines, video gaming machines, a bar, cafe, and a high-limit lounge. The Wyandotte Nation purchased the land where the casino was built nearly 30 years ago. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett says the officers and deputies involved in the May 2019 fatal shooting of a Wichita man are immune from prosecution under Kansas law. In a Zoom conference, Bennett discussed his completed review of the use of deadly force by Wichita police officers and Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputies, which resulted in the death of 49-year-old Robert Sabater. The May 27, 2019, officers responding to the 1900 block of South Glen to reports of shots coming from Sabater's residence. Bennett says the investigation reveals officers pursued Sabater on foot, and when they verbally commanded him to drop his weapon, he instead raised his handgun at the officers, and they opened fire.
The Wichita City Council discussing its federal legislative agenda, a food master plan, and other topics at a workshop yesterday.
One of the headlines from the legislative report was the possibility of Amtrak service expanding into Wichita. Those plans may be revealed in March. A food study says in 2018, $1.6 billion was spent locally on food. If even 5% of that was spent on locally grown produce, an estimated $80 million would circulate through the county each year. The city will change how they deal with dangerous and unsafe structures. Kaylin Nethercott, with the Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department, says that doesn't mean more structures will be torn down.
The takeaway from this is not that we're going to tear down a bunch more houses. I don't want that to be in any way construed as the outcome.
Property owners will have due process opportunities and will be held more accountable. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Republicans are feeling the frustration of being in the minority party in Congress and no longer in the White House, especially when it comes to the latest COVID package.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney told Fox in an interview, the GOP would love a seat at the table on the proposed $1.9 trillion COVID relief package.
We want to make the bill a little skinnier and make sure that if we're going to spend money, we spend it where it's absolutely needed.
Romney and Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton offered a minimum wage plan of their own. It would gradually boost the minimum wage to $10 per hour by 2025 and then index it to inflation. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine prefers the Democrats' push for $15 per hour.
Have a minimum wage that a single adult with two dependents, if you work full-time, you won't be below the poverty level.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
The Federal Aviation Administration has ordered airlines in the United States to ground planes with a type of engine that blew apart after takeoff from Denver this past weekend until they can be inspected for stress cracks. The order applies to airplanes equipped with certain Pratt & Whitney engines, which are used solely on Boeing 777s. Before the planes can fly again, operators must inspect the fan blades at the front of each engine. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Interesting goings-on in men's basketball last night in Manhattan, Kansas. We'll recap that one coming up in sports.
Sedgwick County seeing some encouraging numbers in the battle against COVID-19. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Sedgwick County is seeing some encouraging numbers in the battle against COVID-19. County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News it's good to see the positive test rate below 5%.
For the first time below 5, which actually I believe Dr. Menz and the Medical Society are reviewing the some of the restrictions that are still lingering out there. Maybe increase the numbers, the gathering numbers, and some things like that.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Pharmaceutical company heads promising members of Congress this week ramped up vaccine production.
The head of Pfizer told a congressional committee they're on track to make 120 doses for shipment by the end of March, with an additional 80 million doses by the end of May. Moderna says they should have delivered 300 million doses by the end of July. Johnson & Johnson is waiting on FDA approval for their vaccine.
The clinical trials show that our single-dose vaccine addresses the most important healthcare need in the pandemic: the prevention of COVID-19-related hospitalization and death.
Johnson & Johnson's Vice President of Medical Affairs, Richard Nettles, testified that their vaccine is 85% effective overall in preventing disease, including in countries with new virus variants. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Many are questioning the consistency of COVID guidelines about vaccines and masks posed by health officials. Fox's Kristen Fisher explains.
Ask any grandparent what they're looking forward to the most after getting vaccinated, and they'd probably say seeing their grandkids. But now, more than 2 months after the first shots were administered in the United States, the CDC still has not said if it is safe to do so. When Dr. Anthony Fauci was pressed on it, he didn't have an answer. Dr. Fauci's messaging on face masks has also been inconsistent as the pandemic has progressed. The CDC's website defines someone as being fully vaccinated 2 weeks after they receive their second shot in a two-dose series, or 2 weeks after they receive one shot in a single-dose vaccine. But there are questions about transmissibility. And even if you are fully vaccinated, the CDC still recommends wearing a mask and socially distancing.
The U.S. has surpassed 500,000 deaths from COVID-19 and about 28 million cases. KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic accident now, and this is on a ramp. This is the ramp from eastbound K-96 to Rock Road. This traffic accident affecting eastbound K-96 there, the accident on the ramp to Rock Road. So avoid that area for the time being if you can. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and cool start to our day across south central Kansas, we could see a few high clouds mix in with sunshine. It'll be breezy with a high 51. Cloudy overnight, our low near 30. And then widespread clouds will stick around throughout the day tomorrow. Not expecting any precipitation with a high 47, low 60s by the weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, a north wind at 13 miles per hour and 38 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and at noon on Sunday. with socially distanced seating, carry out, and to-go available. Menu available at monarchwichita.com. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is Wednesday. That means time for Wednesdays with Wagle. Dr. Jason Wagle with Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Good morning, Dr. Wagle.
Good morning, Steve.
How has your specialty of periodontics changed over the years?
You know, the specialty of periodontics was first recognized by the American Dental Association in 1947. At that time, periodontics was focused mainly on cleanings and gum surgery. And back in those days, gum surgery was often uncomfortable.
Well, I assume times have changed for the better, right?
Yes, it's like night and day. Mm-hmm. With modern techniques, we can keep patients comfortable during these procedures.
What about other changes?
I would say the scope of the specialty has greatly expanded. We still focus on saving teeth, but now we also do periodontal plastic surgical procedures that have significant cosmetic benefits. And periodontists are at the forefront of dental implants.
I've also heard you mention gum disease as it relates to overall health. Is that correct?
Absolutely. There is a growing body of evidence and scientific studies that indicate the correlation between gum disease and general health. A shorthand way of thinking about it is a healthy mouth is important to having a healthy body.
What about the public's perception of periodontists?
Well, that's also changed. I think the public is becoming more aware of the importance of having a healthy mouth and the role the periodontist plays in establishing and maintaining oral health. There was a time when virtually all patients who visited the periodontist were referred by a dentist. Those referrals are still very important, and we closely monitor We closely work with many excellent dentists in the community. But now patients also routinely find us through our website at kansasperio.com, or they're recommended by their medical physician or family and friends.
So a referral from a dentist is not required?
No, it's not necessary. And if someone needs a dentist, we are happy to help make a recommendation.
So what does the future hold for periodontics?
Well, the science continues to advance in periodontics, and the future is very bright. We have increasingly sophisticated imaging techniques and the ability to augment soft tissue and bone. We predictably place dental implants that look and function like natural teeth. And more ways than ever, we're able to help people achieve optimal health.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Wagle. And you get outside and enjoy the weather today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Wednesdays with Wagle, Dr. Jason Wagle, sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. You know, when it's time to get serious about your smile, go to kansasperio.com. And their phone number, 685-2731. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. This is the 24th day of February. And it was on this date in 1976, the Eagles' Greatest Hits album became the first album in the U.S. to be certified platinum for at least 1 million copies sold. The new award was conceived because high sales meant too many artists were winning gold records. And I know that I had that album when it came out. I had it on cassette to play in my 1977 Malibu.
Sweet.
And it was. And so my kids grew up on that album. And also Saturday Night Fever about that same time. There was some good music going on in the late 76, 77, around in there.
You were styling.
Yep. I knew what was good back in those days. 8:15, Steve and Ted. By the way, just one more mention of the fact that my buddies and I eating at the Monarch last night, and we were out on the patio. Well, we didn't eat. We were just spent the afternoon just kind of relaxing.
Why not? As
but
nice
then,
as it was.
You know, I got on about 4:30, close to 5 o'clock, and I went ahead and ordered the dinner for Shelley and me. A couple of nice sandwiches and that potato salad they have there.
Potato salad is fantastic.
It's nicely done.
That's the way to do it. So anyway, just another salute to Monarch. They've been through this pandemic, through the years, they've been very loyal in their advertising, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, and we'd like to send folks their way.
And it's neat to came out of there and went over to get to my car and looked at that new ballpark over there, and man, I just, oh, wow.
It's
We're just sitting there waiting. They got a beautiful, yeah. You can see the back of the great big new scoreboard and say, man, you grew up in this town, and we remember what the old Lawrence Stadium was like, and spent so many afternoons and evenings there watching, the minor league teams and the NBC World Series there, and it's there on the river. It's part of Wichita, and they're going to do 60 games at home this year, supposedly, right,
mm-hmm.
Dad?
That's the plan.
Who says, okay, it's okay to have everybody come in? Does that come from Major League Baseball?
No, no, they're local health rules.
Oh, it is?
Whatever your localities, whatever the rules are, that's what has to be done.
So if we can keep the rate down and maybe see a lot of progress here in the next couple of months, who knows?
So, I mean, right now, I mean, Sedgwick County is allowing Coke Arena to be at 25% capacity. That's probably the biggest crowd they've been allowing.
Yeah. So how many is that?
So that's 2,600 people.
2,600? Okay, yeah. Because it holds, what, 10,800 at Coke Arena? 10,800?
10,000 plus.
Okay. So, and, we're just looking forward to it and hoping we can keep this thing going in the right direction. Maybe we were talking last night with my friends and I about, hey, what would they charge to rent us a box up there so we could have a party? And we spread it out over 25 guys. Thought we might be able to do it. We don't know what it is. But the Lawrence Dumont Stadium several years ago, our good friend Jim Kobe, former sports announcer, had a birthday party up
there. Yeah, that was fun.
And it was.
It was a blast.
A lot of us knuckleheads got together, and we had some nice snacks up there. And it was a beautiful evening. I enjoyed it immensely. I know you did, too. All right, guys, 8:17 now, 8:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward, and we got a big story coming out of Manhattan, Kansas last night, Ted.
Yeah, and a little unexpected. Kansas State taking on 7th-ranked Oklahoma last night up in Manhattan on senior night. K-State senior Mike McGurl being honored by the Wildcats. Oklahoma came in red hot, top 10 team. Hold on. Oklahoma has not played well over the years at K-State, and that held force again last night. Kansas State playing very well, especially on the defensive end, and came up with a huge upset. Kansas State beats 7th-ranked Oklahoma 62-57. And late in the game, K-State senior Mike McGurl with back-to-back-to-back three-pointers to rescue K-State's night. McGurl ended up with 19 points in the win. Here's Kansas State head coach Bruce Weber.
Just, you know, obviously you're just thrilled for Mike McGurl. A week ago, we played Kansas, and he just was devastated. You work your way in your career to get opportunities to play top-level teams, and you play Kansas here in the Sunflower Shootout, and he didn't play very well, and he knew it. Now to come back-to-back games, and, you know, be a big difference maker. I couldn't be more happy for him and proud of him.
Mentioned that Kansas State defense, they held Oklahoma 19 points below their season average. Oklahoma averages 76 a game. They only got 57 last night.
There you go.
K-State playing better basketball here down the stretch with that very young roster. They've won back-to-back games. Oklahoma has now lost 9 years in a row in Manhattan. Just can't seem to win.
That's
at K-State.
Kind of a curse there.
And that happened again last night. We had an interesting game in Austin, Texas last night. 14th-ranked Texas hosting 17th-ranked Kansas. Jayhawks coming in on a 5-game winning streak. Kansas did have a 14-point lead late in the first half, but it was gone by the end of regulation. It was tied at the end of regulation. But Kansas could not get much going on in the overtime, and Texas won the game 75-72. And Kansas head coach Bill Self talks about that overtime period.
Our shooters to turn down shots, so we couldn't get much to go down, obviously. But kids played hard, and I'm proud of their effort. And certainly, we played lights out the first half. I thought Bryce and Juan were terrific the first half, and I didn't think second half our bench was quite as good. And we tried to just kind of piecemeal it home, and really didn't play very well second half on either end. And certainly our inability to grab loose balls and things like that hurt us.
All right, Kansas takes the loss. First time Texas has ever had a regular season sweep over Kansas. Jayhawks' 5-game winning streak snapped. KU is now 17-8 on the season, and these road games are still getting to Kansas. They've only won 4 of their 10 road games so far this season. They played great at home. They've had some road struggles. Texas wins that game by 3 points in overtime. We did have hockey action last night. The first place Wichita Thunder on the road in Kansas City taking on the Mavericks. And the Thunder fell behind 3 different times in this game, yet each time rallied to tie it up. This game would also go into overtime. And it looked like it was going to even head past that until Patrick Parkkonen hit the game-winning goal for the Thunder with 0.2 seconds to go in overtime, and Wichita wins it 4-3. It's been that kind of a season for the first-place Thunder, who rallied to get the win. Wichita has now won 7 of its last 9. They're in first place atop the conference standings, and that ends a long road stretch for Wichita. Now they get excited because they're going to be coming home for a 10-game homestand on home ice downtown at Intrust Bank Arena starting on Friday. So Wichita will
should
get
be
some
good.
Nice home ice action. And,
yeah.
Hey, they're in first place, so enjoying life right now with Wichita Thunder. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. What is a deep platform? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.